ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. हरे कृष्ण. So we're here on a very auspicious occasion. It is the disappearance day of Srila Madhavendra Puri, and it is also Dwadashi Day. And there's a late breakfast today, so I don't know exactly how this TT works perfectly, but there's something auspicious going on. We're having extra time for Ekadashi. And it's also the initiation day for Swati, and new beginning of surrendering at the lotus feet of the Lord and his devotees. And so this is a process of purification. Purification is necessary in this world because there are, it is an impure world. There are contaminations everywhere, and at any moment we can become victimized by those. And therefore, one in the human form of life who has the opportunity of attaining the ultimate goal of life, Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Param Sada Pashanti Suryaho Divivachakshratatam Tabipraso Vibanyavo Jangriyamam Saha Simindate Vishnu Yat Paramam Param, must always keep in a pure state and keep one's mind focused on the goal of going back home, back to Godhead. Never forget, even for a moment. One must arrange one's life in such a way that we're always in contact with the holy name and always in contact with the devotees. Because if someone thinks that I'm independent, this is actually the cause of my stay in the material world in the first place. This false sense of independence that I can be on my own. I don't need anybody else. But this is illusion, because actually we're fully dependent on Krishna at every moment. In this material world, we're very delicate also. I may think that I'm very strong, that my body is healthy, that I'm protected by my family or my insurance company or by Barack Obama. I may wave the flag, the American flag, that says these colors don't run, may be very proud of my nation. But we see that almighty time will wash away all of these protectors. And Maya is so strong. Prabhupada said when he came across the ocean on the Jaladuta, 1 minute the water would be glassy and everything would be calm, and the next moment there would be a huge storm, life-threatening. And in the same way in this material world, the moment I think that I'm safe and that I don't need God, I'm happy by myself, independent enjoyer, that moment I become swept away by Maya. So we require purification. So this is a part of the purification for human life, to take initiation into the parampara, to take a vow before the Lord. And so we begin the initiation ceremony, as Prabhupada always began his, with a mantra which says that whatever state I'm in now, that if and wherever I am, if I remember the lotus-eyed Supreme Personality of Godhead, then I will attain purity. This is this great secret to life, to remembering Krishna. He's the source of all purity. He's completely pure, prophylactic, and just by thinking of him, even by force, one becomes purified and attains the highest goal in life. So this mantra says that internally and externally, I become purified by remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So I'll say the mantra, and then after each time we say the mantra, we'll perform achman, and we'll do that three times. apavitra, pavitrova, sarvavastan, gatopiva, yasmare, pundarikaksham, sababhya, abhyantara, shuchihi, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu. And now perform Achman. Om Keshavaya Namaha. Om Narayanaya Namaha. Om Madhavaya Namaha. Om Apavitro Pavitrova Sarvavastan Gatopiva Yasmare Pundrikaksham Sababhya Abhyantara Shuchihi Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu. Om apavitro pavitrova sarvavastan gatopiva yasmare pundarikaksham sababhya abhyantara shuchihi Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu. So now, please. Oh, it was one more time. Okay. And now we will recite the Brahma Sanghita. If we could pass out those blue books, we'll begin with Ishvara Paramakrishna and then go right to Chintamani Prakara Sadmasu. These prayers were dear to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who discovered them at the Adi Keshava temple in South India and had them hand-copied and distributed to his favorite devotees. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur recommends that one enter into these prayers as a regular daily function. And Srila Prabhupada immemorialize these prayers by having them as the greeting prayers for the deities all over the world. So now there's an unending flow of the Brahma Samhita, because in every time zone somebody's opening the curtains for the deities and these prayers are going on. Very important from the first acharya in our sampradaya, Lord Brahma, who through revelation, after receiving initiation from Krishna, recited these prayers as a direct revelation of what he saw in the spiritual world. Ishvara Paramakrishna Sakchit Ananda Vigraha Anadir Govinda Sarvakarana Karat Prakada sadma sukalpa vriksha laksha vritesha surabhira pipalayantam Lakshmi sahasra shata sambrama sevyamanam Govinda mari purusham dhamaham bhajami Venum kvadantam aravindam dalaya taksham bharavatam samasitam buddha sundarangam kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobham govindam ari purusham dhamaham bhajami alola chandra kalasadvana malya vamshi Radnangadam pranaya keli kalavilasham Shamam tribanga lalitanyata prakasham Govinda mari purusham dhamaham bhajami
Yasya sakalendri avritti banti pashanti panti kalayanti chiram jaganti ananda chinmaya sadujvala vigrahasya govinda mari purusham tamaham bhajami advaitam achutam anadim anantarupam Adyam Purana Purusham Navayovanam Cha Vedeshu Dulavam Adulavam Atma Bhaktau Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Pantastu Koti Shatavatsara Sambragamyo Vayoradhapi Manaso Munipungavanam Sopyastiya praparasimya vichintya tatve Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Ekopyasaura chaditum jagadanda kotim Yachchakti rasti jagadanda chayaya danta Andanta rasta paramanu chayanta rastam Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Yad bhava bhavi tadayo manujasta taiva Samprapya rupa mahima shayanana bhusha Suktarya meva nagama pratitaistu vanti Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Ananda chinmaya ras pratibhavitabhis tabirya eva nijarupataya kalabhi goloke eva nivasatyakilatma bhuto govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santaksa devardayeshu vilokayanti Yam shyama sundaram achintya guna swarupam Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Ramari muti shukala niyamena tishtan Nanavatara makaro bhuvaneshu kintu Krishna swayam samababhat paramapumanyo Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti Koti shoshesha vasudari vibhuti binnam Tad brahma nishkalam anantam ashesha bhutam Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Maya hi yasya jagadanda shatani sute Traigunya tad vishaya veda vitaya mana Sattva valambi parasattvam vishudha sattvam Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Ananda chinmaya rasatmataya manasu Yapraninam pratipalam smarutam upetya Lilayitena bhuvanani jayatya jastram Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Goloka namni nijadamni taleta tasya Devi mahesha haridam suteshu teshu Tete prabhava nijaya vihitascha yena Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Shristi stiti pralaya sarana shakti reka Chayeva yasya bhuvanani viparati durga Ichchanu rupam api yasya chachesta tesa Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Shiram yatarada vikara vishesha yogad Sanjayate nahitata pratagasti heto Yasham bhutam apitata samupaiti karyad Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Departure eva hidashandanam abhyupetya Dipayate vrivata hetu samana dharma yastadrage vihicha vishnu chaya vipati govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami narna bhajale bhajatisma yoga nidra mananta jagadanda saromakupaha adhara shaktim avalamya paramsma murtim Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yashyaika Nishvasita Kalamatava Lambya Jivanti Loma Vilaja Jagadannanatha Vishnur Mahansa Iha Yashakala Vishesho Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Basvan yatasma sakaleshnu nijeshu teja Sviyam kiya prakatayatta vitadvadatra Brahma yesha jagadanda vidhana karta Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Yatpada pallava yugambi nidaya kumba Vande pranama samaye saganadi rajaha Vignan vinhantum alamasya jagatrayasya Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Agnir mahi ganganamam mumuru dishascha Kalastatatma manasitita gatrayani Yasmad bhavanti vishanti yamcha Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Yat shakshuresha safita sakala grahanam Raja samasta suramuti rashesha tejaha Yat yagnaya brahmati sambrata kala chakro Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Dharmo tapapa nichaya shutayasta pamsi Brahmari kita patagavada yascha jivaha Yadatra matra vibhava prakata prabhavaha Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Yastvindra gopamata vindra mahosakarma Bhandanu rupa palabhajana matunoti Karmani nirdahati kintij bhakti bhajam Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Yam krodha kama sahaja pranayadi piti Vatsalya moha guru gaurava sevya bhavai Sanchintya tassa sadrishim tanama purete Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Sri Akanta Kanta Parama Purusha Kalpataravo Druma Bhumishchintamani Ganamayi Toyamamritam Kata Ganam Natyam Gamanam Apibamshi Priyasaki Chidanandam Jyoti Paramapi Taraswadyam Apicha Sayatra Shiradhi Sravati Surabhibhyasya Sumahan Nimeshar jakyo vavradati nahi atrapi samayaha Bhaje shweta dvipam tamaham iha golokamitiyam Vidantaste shantakshiti viralachara katipaye Ato vacha mahavishnur bhagavantam prajapatim Brahman mahatva vignane prajasarge chachinmatihi Pancha shlokim imam vidyam vatsa tatvam nibodame Prabhude jnana bhakti vyam matmayananda chinmayi Udet yunatama bhaktir bhagavat prema lakshana Pramanais tat saracharais tadabhyasir narantaram Bodhayanatmanatmanam bhaktim apyuttamam labhet Yasya Shreyaskaram Nasti Yaya Nivritu Mapnuyat Yasarayati Mameva Bhaktim Tameva Sarayet Dharma Manyan Parityaja Mamekam Bhaja Vishwasan Yadrishi Yadrishi Shraddha Siddhir Bhavati Tadrishi Kuravan Nirantaram Karma Loko Yam Manuvartate Tenaiva Karmana Dhyayam Mam Param Bhaktimichiti Aham Hi Vishvasya Characharasya Bijam Pradhanam Prakriti Pumamsha Maya Hitam Teja Idam Bibarshi Vide Videhi Twamato Jaganti Ishvara Parama Krishna Sakchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam Iti Sri Brahma Sanghita Sampurnam Hari Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Katah Mayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Uta Parakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivishakanditamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Shri Varshabana Videvi Daitaya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vigyana Dayane Pravave Namaha Madhuryo Jvala Premadya Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dvanta Harine Namo Gaurakishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralamba Rasambode Parambu Jayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sakchidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gaura Virbhava Bhomestvam Nirdesa Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarva Bhoma Shri Jagannathayate Namaha Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Avananyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Tvishe Namaha Panchatadvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Karuna Sindo Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Surato Pangor Mama Manda Matirgati Matsarva Swapadambojo Radha Manana Mohano Divya Vrindaranya Kalpadrumadha, Srimad Ratnangara Singhasanasto, Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo, Vrishtali Bhi Sevya Manu Smarami, Sriman Rasarasarambhi Vamshi Vatatatastitaha, Karshan Venu Swanir Gopir, Gopinatha Sriestunaha, Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye, Vrindayai Tulsidevyai Priyayai Keshavasya Vishnu Pakti Prade Devi, Satyavatyai Namo Namaha, Shri Nishinga, Jai Nishinga, Jai Jai Narasingha, Prahlada Desha Jaya Padma, Mukha Padma Bringa, Matsamo Nasti Papatma, Naparadi Chakashana, Parihare Pilajame, Kimbruve Purushottama, Yivatinam Yata Yuni, Yunam Cha Yuvata Yata, Mano Bhinamate Tadvam, Mano Me Ramatam Twayi, Bhumau Skalita Paranam, Bhumeri Vavalambanam, Twayi Jata Pararanam, Tomeva Sharanam Prabho, Govinda Balabe Radhe, Prate, Amtaham Sada, Twadiyam Iti Janatu, Govindo Mam Twaya Saha, Radhe Vrindavanarishe, Karunamrita Vahani, Kripaya Nijapadabja, Dasya Mayam Pradiyatam, Dastrinam Padarenam Abhikshnasa, Yasam Harigato Gitam, Punati Bhuvanashrayam, Namasrestam Manamapi Sachiputra Matra Sarupam, Rupu Tasya Gajam Aruparim Maturim Goshtavatim, Radha Kundam Girivaramoho, Radhika Madhavasham, Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya, Sri Gurum Tam Natosmi, Adadhana Stridam Dante, Idam Dache Puna Puna, Shimandrupa Padambojau, Rajoham Syam Bhave Bhave, Hantaya Madhura Bala Haridasavaryo, Yad Rama Krishna Charana Sparasha Pramodaha, Manam Tanoti Sahago Ganayostayo Yad, Paniya Suyavasa Kanda Nakanda Mulai, Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gopre Manande Haribo.
Do you have an extra microphone? So, today is the Tirubhav Mahotsav of Srila Madhavendra Puri. And to invoke auspiciousness for this initiation ceremony, we're going to hear something about Srila Madhavendra Puri and beg for his blessings upon the initiate and all of us here present today. Nirkula was especially eager to say something about Madhavendra Puri to start off with, so would you please say a few words?
So as Prabhu mentioned, today is the disappearance day of Sri Madhavendra Puri, and he was in the disciplic line of Madhvacharya, and they were mostly practicing ritualistic ceremonies. And Srila Prabhupada says that Madhavendra Puri was the first acharya in that line to exhibit symptoms of love of Godhead. He was the spiritual master, the guru of Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya, and a very famous disciple of his also, of Madhavendra Puri's, was Ishwara Puri. And Madhavendra Puri, he was famous for the excavation of the Gopal deity in the, from the forest. And then he very nicely, with a big elaborate ceremony, installed him on the top of Govardhan for all the Vaishnavs to worship. And in a dream, he was told to go to Jagannath Puri, that from being in the forest for so long, Gopal's body was heated, and it wasn't cooling down, even though he had been installed on top of Govardhan. So he came to Madhavendra Puri and asked him to go to Jagannath Puri to get some camphor and sandalwood. So the obedient servant went along the way, and it was with great endeavor. And along the way there, he stopped in a Bengali town, Rimuna, and he observed the worship of a Krishna deity there, and saw how nicely they were offering some kheer. And he thought, oh, it would be so nice to have some of that kheer so I would know how to make it for my deity. And then he was chastising himself for having such thoughts. But the deity hid a pot of this kheer and came to his pujari, Brahmin pujari, during the night and told him where it was and asked him to please give this to Madhavendra Puri. So he did. He got up during the night and went and found the pot of kheer behind the deity, and he went out announcing, asking, calling for Madhavendra Puri. And so he found him and he gave him this kheer. And but Madhavendra Puri realized that this story would soon get out, and he didn't want the notoriety or the attention from that. So he quickly left that place and went on to continued on his journey to Jagannath Puri, where he was. The king gave him permission. At that time, you needed permission because sandalwood and camphor were so wanted and prized. So he got that permission, and he was bringing back these large amounts of sandalwood and camphor for his Gopal. But he realized that he had a dream again, and Gopal came to him and said that he could offer this sandalwood and camphor to Gopinath, who was the deity he got the kheer from, who actually later became known as Kheerkor Gopinath. And so rather than having, he was willing to go to all that trouble of bringing the large amounts back to his Gopal deity, but instead Krishna had him offer it to the Gopinath deity, them being one and the same. So that's a little story that Madhavendra Puri is famous for. And later in his life, he apparently appeared to become an invalid, let's say it that way. And his very dear disciple, Ishwara Puri, took very, very good care of him. Madhavendra Puri couldn't move. So he had to bathe him, clean him, everything like that, and he did it with love and devotion. And Srila Prabhupada says in his purport, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that he was always chanting Krishna's holy name and speaking of Krishna's pastimes for his Guru Maharaj's pleasure so he could remember that. And Madhavendra Puri Prabhu was so indebted for his selfless and loving service that he told him, all I can do is pray to Lord Krishna that he be pleased with you. And in that way, Ishwara Puri became a great devotee. And Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti says in his Guru Gruvastaka, that Yasya Prasada, Bhagavat Prasada, Yasya Prasada, Nagati Gatopi. It is only by the mercy of the spiritual master that we can attain love of God. So on the day that your spiritual master formally accepts you as his disciple, or as any of us have experienced, he is bestowing his mercy on you in the disciplic succession, coming from Lord Krishna and all the acharyas. So it is only by that mercy that we can become Krishna conscious. Lord Chaitanya took the role of a Vaishnav when he when he came, and he showed us how to be perfect devotees. And he always sought the blessings of the devotees. Even before it was manifest that he was a Vaishnav, he was always asking and getting the blessings of the Vaishnavs. They would meet him on the road, and he was so learned. And they thought, if only he was a Vaishnav, if only he displayed love of God, then I would love to be in his association all the time. So they were always blessing him, and that shows that's what enables us on our path to go back home, back to Godhead. It's the mercy of the Guru and the Vaishnavs. So on this auspicious day, on the disappearance day of Madhavendra Puri, you're here with your Guru Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada, our Acharya, and all the Vaishnavs here assembled to offer their blessings to you on your path back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So we said the prayer, Om Ajnana Timirandasya, that I'm born into ignorance. And animals are born into ignorance, and they eat whatever food is supplied to them by nature, and they think this is very nice. It's not always so nice, as you may have noticed if you ever watched the Nature Channel, or have seen in nature what animals eat. And also, by nature's arrangement, they get a certain kind of lodging, which they think is very nice also. But it's not necessarily very nice to live in a cave or a rat's nest or a tree. But they think it's okay, because of the conditioning of the modes of material nature. And similarly, human beings, affected by ignorance, think that I'm okay, everything's fine, and accept whatever standard is dictated to them by the three modes of material nature. And this is called conditioned life. And it's also fraught with anomalies, including birth, death, old age, and disease, which are all traumatic in themselves. And I'm forced into these situations. Therefore, when somebody wakes up and says, why am I suffering? What is the goal of life? How to overcome these problems, that person has actually come to the human form of life, because the Shastra says this is its purpose, atato brahma jignasa, that now you've come to the human life, you have a much bigger purpose than accepting whatever lodging you can get, accepting whatever food comes. That's for animals. And animals get all kinds of sense gratification for free. It just comes automatically. So it must not be worth very much. There's something much more valuable. And when that spirit or that inkling comes within the heart of a person that there's a higher purpose to life, and I must find it, this is due to good fortune. Somehow or other, in some lifetime, that person has been blessed by a Vaishnav or has done some kind of service. And now that ray of hope opens in the heart of the person and says, there's a higher purpose to life, and I have to find it, whatever it is. And that's the beginning of spiritual life. We call this Shraddha. It's kind of awakening of a sentiment towards God, towards the higher purpose of life. And then as that thickens, it becomes more and more directed towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees. And therefore, the acharyas, especially Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur and Rupa Goswami, describe our path of devotional service as an initial awakening, Shraddha, and then that's followed by the impetus to come into the association of devotees, to want to find those people who embody that spirit of going back home, back to Godhead, of solving the big problems, who are focused in that way. Everyone does that according to their desire in life. That is, they associate with a certain kind of person. If you want to make money and be a big investor, then you'll find an investment group. And you'll maybe join the New York Stock Exchange and get a seat there if you're really ambitious. And you will. You'll associate. You'll read all the papers. I saw a man the other day when I was flying who had 7 newspapers. I didn't know there were so many financial reports. But he had them all, and he read them all also, each one of them. And I thought, well, he probably knows a lot about it, and he's very focused on it. Meanwhile, I had a little bag of shlokas myself. And I was thinking, well, everyone is reading something. Every living entity who's a part and parcel of Krishna, conscious living entity, Sakchidananda, they're looking for knowledge. They want that. But it's a very specific kind of knowledge and endeavor that one comes to when one has the blessings of a Vaishnav and that one desires to know Krishna and then comes into the association of devotees for sadhu sangha. And from that comes the direction of the devotees, that here is the path. It becomes more specific. When someone becomes serious, they don't just say, well, I'll do it whatever way I like. I'll do it in my own way. They actually follow the path that is authorized. There's a standard path. There is a standard path. There is a personality of Godhead. It's not whatever you like you can do. If you go to the doctor for an operation and you look around before it and you say, wait a minute, which school did you go to? Because you don't see any diploma. And you say, oh, no, nothing like that. I just learned it on my own. My friend's nephew's cousin taught me. And I didn't listen, because I do it in my own way. Now let's put you under. You'd flee from that place. We don't do in our own way, but we follow in the footsteps of the great acharyas, and so do the investors. They'll find out what Mike Milken did and what all the other big investors in the world did to make their fortune. And there's a school. You have to get an MBA to follow the standard process. You have to get a degree from the university and so forth. And so bhajana kriya means there is a way, there is a way of working and acting to follow in the footsteps of the great acharyas who have chalked out the path. And this is the next great impetus for advancement and cause for advancement in devotional life, is to actually dedicate oneself to following the process of devotional service according to what has been passed down from the previous acharyas. This is called bhajana kriya. That one's so desirous to make advancement in devotional service, one says, I will take the process. Then comes the great battle. because Maya has us. She has 10 arms. And she's holding a trident in one arm. And that trident has 3 very sharp points. They're called Adiatmik, Adibhautik, and Adidaivik. These are the miseries. And she's jabbing who? Me. I can feel it. She's holding on to the jiva soul in the material world, jabbing with the trident. And if by some chance I was able to slip away, she's got 8 more arms. She can pull me in. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Daiva hiyesha gunamayi, mama maya duratyaya. Impossible to get away from this maya. It's practically, we're declaring war on maya, Prabhupada said, when we take to Krishna consciousness. So you can expect a fight. And then Krishna says, Mame vye prapadyante maya metam turantite. But if you surrender to me, the fight becomes possible. It's winnable. You can win this one. But you have to take shelter of Krishna. And this comes to the process of anartha nivritti, which means that now you're purifying the heart. You may realize that there's a lot more impurity there than I ever imagined. In normal material life, everyone thinks, I'm all right, I'm fine. But when I declare war against Maya, and I realize what is the highest ideal of life, what is the highest thing to be attained in human life, then I realize all my shortcomings. And I realize how much time I've wasted, not just this lifetime, millions and billions of lifetimes. The Shastra says we've been rotating here since a time immemorial, trillions of years, even before this present creation, it's been going on, not traceable. In one Buddhist book I saw in Thailand, there was a description of how if you take all the bodies that one living entity has had while rotating through the process of birth and death in the material world, and you stack them up, just the bones, there would be a pile so high that it would block out the sun. So there's a feeling that I've wasted one life after another in my adverse condition to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And there's an eagerness in the heart to now reverse that. The intelligence has awakened. But the fight goes on, and there's a period of unsteadiness called anishta, bhajana kriya, in which my practice wavers. But as I continue practicing, just like with any discipline, then that practice becomes steady. And I'm able to perform devotional service, whether it's cold or hot, or whether I slam my finger in the door, or whether I'm in anxiety or non-anxiety, I go on with my service. And one becomes situated in what's called nishta, or a place where I'm not disturbed by whatever desires are entering into my mental system. They may be there, but I'm not reactive to them anymore. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, apuryamanam achala pratishtam samudramapa pravishanti advat tarvat kama yam pravishanti sarve sashantamapnoti nakama kami. Said a person who's steady, nishta, is like an ocean. Even though rivers are flowing into the ocean incessantly, the ocean doesn't overflow its banks. It stays at the same level. So a person who becomes steady in the practice of devotional service doesn't waver, even though material desires may enter into the mental system. It's not affected by them anymore. They're there, but it's not affected. And from nishta, there's the very positive attainment of ruchi, which is an awakenment of taste for the holy name and for topics about Krishna. And this is a very elevated situation of life. Practically everyone has a taste. I was in my garden yesterday, and it's springtime is coming, so everyone's out. All the little insects and animals, they're all getting excited because everything smells good. I noticed that the bees were around and they were going for some of the flowers that are just now coming out. And even though on my jasmine plant, the star jasmine, there weren't any flowers yet, but they were hovering over the leaves. Even the leaves smell good. I was thinking, you know, Krishna's creation is full of taste. Everywhere there's taste. He's the source of all that taste. Punyo ganda prativyam cha. And everyone's trying to taste it. We all have some senses to taste that. But in the material world, in the external world, all that taste, it comes and goes. Therefore, Krishna says, yehi samsparshacha bhoga dukhayo na evate adyanta vanta kontaya na teshu ramate buddha. That an intelligent person doesn't become enamored of these tastes in the material world because they have a beginning and an end. But there's a higher taste which comes from this practice of devotional service and the bestowal of mercy from Krishna's side. And one begins to experience that the holy name actually tastes good. And in fact, it's the source of all other tastes. One-stop shopping. You don't have to go anywhere else. One begins to feel that just by chanting the holy name, I get everything I was ever looking for. This is the beginning of ruchi. I don't have to go anywhere else. I don't need any other taste. I'd rather stay in and chant because I'm experiencing something that is so inexplicably tasty, and I know there's more. Rupa Goswami says, Tunde tundavani ritim vitanute tundavali labdaye karna krodha kadammani katayate karnarbhudebhya spriham cheta prangana sangani vichayate sarvendriyanam kritim no jane janita kriyadbir amritai krishneti varna tvayi. As he's chanting, he's experiencing that I need more tongues to express what I'm feeling right now in ruchi. And my ears aren't enough. I need millions of ears, unlimited ears, to catch this taste that's coming from the holy name. And he feels that as I'm chanting the holy name, it's dancing in the courtyard of my heart. And therefore all my senses, my external senses that wanted to taste all these other things in the material world that are all tinged, they're nasty things actually, from the mode of ignorance, which is the worst, but the mode of goodness even tastes bad now. It looks contaminated, polluted, when one has this higher taste. And by the way, there's today, after this one, there's a special bonus that if your cell phone goes off, you buy a set of Srimad Bhagavatams. It's initiation day special. It's only $240. So we recommend that everyone turn your cell phone on and put it up as loud as you can so we can hear it. And Kameshwari, right over here, she'll collect the money. Because although she has that very sweet external, she's very, you know, strong. Yeah. So she'll take your $240, so please turn your cell phones on. The holy name actually dances in the courtyard of the heart, and it makes all the other senses inert. It means they're no longer interested in any of the other tastes of the material world. One can attain this by following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas and taking the bhajana kriya seriously as one's life and soul. No matter what other obligations in life one has, one must go on with one's devotional service. Because after all, those other obligations, they'll come and go. But the holy name is permanent. And our relationship with the holy name, that's eternal. And after that, one develops a positive attachment to the Lord, asakti, which means that one has one-pointed attention in serving Krishna. Tasmat ekena manasa bhagavan satvatam pati shotavya kirtitavyascha deya pujascha nityada. One's prime focus in life, with no exception, is one's service to Krishna. And one becomes particularly attached to Krishna's form, Krishna's name, Krishna's pastimes, his abode, his devotees, just as a materialistic person becomes attached. And we can see many examples in the material world how attached people become to their circumstances, their situation, to their money, to their family members, and so on. So this same kind of attachment comes for Krishna. And then comes the awakening of bhava, which means that there's actually a sun ray of the internal energy that enters the heart and melts the heart, and one relishes mellows or relationship with Krishna within the heart. And there are many symptoms mentioned in the Shastra, 9 symptoms of bhava. And then one from bhava comes, as bhava matures and as one's faith thickens, it becomes prema. And Lord Chaitanya says, prema pumarto mahan, that the goal of life, unbeknownst to most people in the world, is prema, to attain this love of God. So this initiation is part of the process of coming to that ultimate goal of life. And the means to do that is by chanting Hare Krishna. So today is a Harinam initiation. You're accepting the vow to chant the holy name of the Lord without fail every day, a minimum number of times. Also to follow 4 regulative principles. And the 4 regulative principles are the principles of freedom. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, raga dvesha vimuktaistu vishayan indrayaish charan atmavasher vatayatma prasadam arigashati. By following the regulative principles of freedom, one can attain the complete mercy of the Lord. And by breaking the regulative principles, one loses one's ability to chant with focus. One loses one's personal power. We have personal power. That's why the Shastra speaks to us and says, rise, wake up, you can do it. Over and over, the Shastras say, Tamasima Jyotirgamai, you're powerful. Don't forget you're powerful. Don't give up your power. When we take intoxication, we give up our power. We give it to someone else. When we commit these other sinful activities, we surrender to the bodily conception of life, and we become profaned. We become degraded, victimized by the modes of material nature. But if someone just follows the 4 regulative principles strictly, without any deviation, in body and mind, that person becomes clear, and the channel of Krishna Bhakti is available. It's like on a radio, if you try to tune in and there's all kinds of static, you can't hear the station. Or let's make it more realistic. On your iPhone, when you can't hear the other person talking, which happens to me 90% of the time. I don't know why we're touting technological advancement. I object. These phones are horrible. They barely ever work. What? You're breaking up. That's the mantra I hear more than anything else you say. You're breaking up. Well, when you engage in sinful activity, you're breaking up. You can't hear Krishna. The ability to chant and actually hear and experience this subtle connection that we have with Krishna, which is the most sublime attainment in life, is not possible. When one commits sinful activity, it pollutes the consciousness. Karmatmaka yena sharira bandaha. Lord Rishabhadeva says it's a coloration of our consciousness. Our consciousness is pure originally, but when we come in contact with the modes of material nature, the lower modes, then it becomes tinged with these different colors. And it's horrible, actually. If you have pure water and you put in just a little drop of some chemical, it becomes, it's tinged. It no longer has its refreshing quality. It becomes objectionable. So we have to along with chanting Hare Krishna, follow the four regulative principles very strictly. If one follows the four regulative principles strictly, one will become famous all over the world. Just as Madhavendra Puri, he became famous. Nobody knew who Madhavendra Puri was, but Krishna made him famous. Krishna made him famous. He knows who's following the four regulative principles. He knows who's tuned in to pure devotional service. Krishna's doing everything. Not that we're looking for fame, we're not. But I'm saying that the reason a devotee becomes effulgent is by following the four regulative principles. Because in the material world, nobody follows the four regulative principles. Everyone's somehow, either in a gross or subtle way, trying to enjoy and is cheating somehow. But the devotees who dedicate their lives, they say, I'm going to follow these four regulative principles strictly. They're able to tune in to the Krishna channel. And Krishna exalts them because no one has the moral right to give others instructions unless they're strictly following themselves. They may give some instruction, but won't have an effect. So our potency comes from this strict following of the four regulative principles, which is the source of inviting Krishna's mercy. Raga dvesha vimuktaistu vishayan indriyaischaran atmavasher vateyatma prasadam adigachyati. One gets the complete mercy of the Lord by following these regulative principles of freedom. And then we must also, in chanting the holy names, be very careful to avoid offenses against the holy name. One might ask, why does it take some time to get this taste I'm looking for? And the answer is that there are offenses to be considered when chanting the holy name. And we must cultivate knowledge of what those offenses are. And we must arrange our lives and our consciousness and our speech in such a way that we avoid those offenses. That's a drastic lifestyle change. That's what initiation means. It means that I'm rearranging my life in such a way that I can follow the four regulative principles. If you're in a situation where you can't follow, then change. If you're in a situation where you can't carefully avoid the 10 offenses, change it. Get out of there. Go somewhere else. That's the particular qualification of a devotee who's advancing in devotional service. Or that is the prerequisite for advancing in devotional service. One must be vigilant at every moment to avoid committing offenses to the holy name. Now, there are 10 offenses in the matter of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And out of those 10, there are two that are mentioned by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that have, if one commits these offenses, he says there are frightening reactions. Translation of his words. The reactions are, quote unquote, frightening. So we should be afraid. Afraid of these two, particularly, he says. So the first one that he says has frightening reactions is blasphemy of devotees who have dedicated their lives to propagating the holy name of the Lord all over the world. Devotees are dear to Krishna. And Krishna says, there's no one more dear to me in this world than the person who's preaching my message. So devotees try in their own way, whatever capacity they have, to spread Krishna consciousness around the world or around their town or around their house, whatever it is. And if I vilify that devotee, then it offends Krishna. And it offends the holy name, and it causes the holy name to retreat. The devotees are the ones who give us the holy name. And then if I vilify the devotees, it's like biting the hand that feeds me. The second offense that he says has frightening reactions is to sin on the strength of chanting. It means developing a feeling that because I'm a devotee, because I'm chanting, I can commit sinful activity. It can come in a very pronounced and gross way. Someone might say, you know, I'll just make up for it by chanting. That's not very common. But what is common is rationalization. That I'm okay, a little bit of sense gratification is all right because I'm chanting Hare Krishna. That may be more likely. And this is offensive to the holy name because the holy name is Krishna himself. We have a relationship with Krishna. And when we commit sinful activity, it means that we're turning our face away from Krishna. We're ignoring him. And we're taking advantage of his mercy and his leniency to us to give us an opportunity to go back to Godhead. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, these two offenses, one must suffer for. In other words, he said, the other eight offenses against the holy name, you can go on chanting and alleviate the offenses. Nama parada yuktanam, naman yeva harantyagam, avishani priyuktani, tanye vanti haranicha. That one who is offensive and approaching the holy name must go on chanting continually, and there that will eradicate the offenses. But Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, these two offenses you have to suffer for. You have to suffer the reactions for those things. There's no way out of it because they're so severe. So we should avoid these offenses very carefully. Someone might think that, well, it's necessary to criticize devotees because you may find that other people are doing it. And it seems like they're okay. It seems like they're doing all right in devotional service, or they may have some position, and therefore you think that, well, maybe that's normal. Maybe the offense of blaspheming devotees is not that important. It is. And if you develop your practice of devotional service around the principle of avoiding criticizing devotees, you'll be very well situated in devotional service. In other words, make that your main point, that I don't vilify devotees. Very careful not to vilify devotees. And if the tongue wants to do something, Mahaprabhu said, then glorify them. Glorify the devotees. Find something about them. If you feel something strongly wrong with them, try to find the good. Bees seek honey, whereas flies, they seek the sores. So be like a bee, and always find the good in devotees. Don't allow your tongue to criticize, vilify devotees. You'll suffer for it. That's the only way to overcome that offense, is to suffer. And it displeases Krishna. It interrupts our relationship with the holy name and with Krishna. And the other offense of sinning on the strength of chanting is very dangerous. So we should never have a sense of entitlement, that now I'm a devotee, now I'm in a religious institution, I deserve something. I'm okay. I'm better than everybody else. Or I deserve a free ride now. Or whatever your mind wants to try to convince you, don't take it. Be a kinchana gochara means that feel that I have no qualification. Queen Kunti says that this is the only way to actually chant the holy name with pure feeling, and to advance to these higher stages of devotional service, to overcome the obstacles. We must feel that I'm not entitled to anything. Not entitled. Jamuna Dasi, who was one of Prabhupada's first disciples and a very exalted Vaishnavi, had a very particular campaign against entitlement. She was very much concerned that devotees, whether new devotees or old devotees or devotees born into the movement or anywhere else, they would think, she said, this is the greatest disease that can creep into the heart of the devotees and into our movement, and somebody thinks, I'm entitled to something. I'm something. And this sense of entitlement is very dangerous. We should avoid that and think that I'm the humble servant of the servant of the servant of the servant, and do my duty as it's passed down to me through my chain of command, which is coming from Krishna. Then we'll be properly situated, and Krishna will naturally bring us along. Naturally bring us along. So this is a what we call a Harinam initiation. We're going to have a fire, which is to invoke the presence of Lord Vishnu. We can see that in the age of Kali Yuga, these fire yagyas are not very common. I saw when going around Govardhan last year, there was one sadhu who every day he was lighting a little sacred fire over by Radhakund, about this size, and sitting offering. Usually there were a couple people with him throwing a few grains. In previous ages, there were gigantic sacrifices, and they would go on every day, and practically constantly there would be these offerings. But here we've put together the best we can do as a way to invoke the presence of Krishna and mark this ceremony. And this is what Prabhupada did for Harinam initiation. He started this fire sacrifice for Harinam initiation. Previously, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would give this Harinam Diksha, but he didn't do a fire. When Prabhupada came to America, you can read in Mukunda Maharaj's book about the first initiation that took place on 2nd Avenue up in Prabhupada's apartment. And devotees had really not much idea what they were getting themselves into. And if he had just handed over some beads and said, here's your new name, you know, everyone would have thought, yeah, cool, let's go to the donut shop afterwards. But Prabhupada lit a fire, and Mukunda Maharaj describes how the room filled up with smoke and incense and the mantras were going and everything. He thought, this is something, you know. This is not nothing. So sometimes people say there is no Harinam initiation. After all, it says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that the holy name doesn't wait for initiation. It's not dependent on the activities of purification that are normally necessary for initiation into mantra. Because the holy name is in the vocative, it's open to everybody, and so forth. But there's great evidence from our acharyas and in the shastra about the importance of actually accepting Harinam initiation. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his commentary on the sixth canto, the Srimad Bhagavatam, describing Ajamil and how Ajamil attained perfection, specifically comments that to chant the holy name purely, you must approach a spiritual master and take the name from the spiritual master. He says, if you don't do that and you think, oh, it's so much trouble to take a spiritual master, to take initiation, and I'll just do it on my own. He said, you're chanting in Nam Aparad, because that's the third offense, he says, to the holy name, disobeying the orders of the spiritual master. We're thinking the spiritual master is an ordinary person or an ordinary post, and just saying, I'll do it on my own. I'll do it my own way. I'll just chant Hare Krishna without taking this trouble of initiation. This is an aparad. And he says that one won't advance in the process of chanting Hare Krishna. And Jiva Goswami says a similar thing in his commentary in Srimad Bhagavatam, that especially in Kali Yuga, one should accept the holy name from a spiritual master. If there's a spiritual master and one doesn't take the holy name, then he says it's an offense. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the great acharya, in his description of the purification process necessary to be steady on the process of devotional service, which he calls, it's his pancha samskar. Not that he just calls it that, that's what it's called. There's a system of purification called pancha samskar, which means there are five points at which one accepts rites of purification in order that one can be steady in devotional service. And in that, he names the tapa, which means to accept some austerity and to repent one's stay in the material world, as I described at the beginning of the talk. And then pundra, which means to put on this two-line tilak, vertical tilak, which indicates the footprint of the Lord on one's head, where one's accepting the life of submission to one's spiritual master and to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And other sampradayas like the Ramanuja Sampradaya, they will brand you with a hot brand of the symbols of Lord Vishnu. Did you get that ready? It's all right. We don't do that. Mahaprabhu said you can write the holy names with chandan, and we apply this Urvapundra, this tilak, which makes it, it makes one bright. Just walking around Burlingame with tilak and dhoti on, a lot of times people kind of look and they, what is that? And last night at the Palo Alto, I can't imagine a more sort of chic place than Palo Alto. Everyone's rich, you know, really rich there, but they kind of don't show it so much. They dress casual and everything like that, and everyone's thinking, life is good, you know. And but when they see the devotees, they go, what the heck was that? And everyone does that, wherever you go in the world. And in India, when you go with your tilak and everyone, Hare Krishna, immediately, Hare Krishna. And in Vrindavan, Radhe Radhe. So it's a big deal, actually, to pronounce yourself a Vaishnav. There's an internal calling in your heart that now I want to show my identity, that I'm a Vaishnav. This is a bona fide career choice to become a saint. Kalakanta was saying this. I really like it. That this is one of the best career moves. In fact, we should tell all the career counselors in high schools and colleges, you're missing something. You know, what all this boring stuff, mechanical engineering, and I don't know what's out there today, but it's all boring. But if there's a career choice to become a saint, well, let me sign up for that. Why don't you give your students a chance to sign up to become saints? They don't have that choice, but we do, because we're following the footsteps of the acharyas. And when you put on the tilak, you're saying, this is my career choice. I've made this move, this career move, to become a servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the saints. And that's as good as being a saint. We don't take it like that, but that is the career move. So you put the pundra and the neck beads, the tulsi neck beads. Anyone who wears these won't be touched by Yamaraj, who visits sinful people at the time of death, and it's a very frightful situation. He pulls the soul out of the body, or his messengers do, and brings for questioning. And if you think it's just mythology, it's not. It's actually a fact. And you can experience it if you travel and you go to, and you tangle yourself with, what are they called, these new security people from the United States? It's not that there's a higher level. The people in the immigration, I forget what they're called. Huh? They're trained to be nasty. They really are trained to be nasty. When you come through, I had the, when I went through the airport in Toronto recently, I made the mistake of telling the truth on my immigration form. It said, do you have any vegetables? And the devotees gave me some celery to eat on the plane, so I said, yes. Big mistake. Almost missed my flight. They threw me in a room, and I had to wait there for an hour and a half. Both of us did. And I asked them, how long? Don't worry how long you'd be here. It's none of your business. You could be here all day as far as we care, and so on and so forth. And they're trained to be, you know, nasty, heavy, and make you feel like, I wish, you know, I'm sorry. Whatever I did, I'm sorry, even though I never didn't do anything. That's nothing compared to the Yamadutas. They're really heavy, and it's for real. I mean, you're in a situation where you're giving up your body and everything you were oriented towards that you thought was important and your identity, and at that time you're being dragged down for judgment. And judgment is judgment. You did what you did, and now you have to pay. Now you have to pay. And it's very traumatic experience, to say the least, for the soul to go through all that. Now I forgot where I was. So Urva Pundra. So those devotees who wear tilak and neck beads and so forth, they're not touched by Yamaraj. But it's more of an expression of I'm with Krishna. I'm with his devotees. That's who I'm with. You want to know who I'm with? That's who I'm with. Gopi Jana Balabha Prabhu used to say, it's not what you know, it's who you know and what you are. And that's what's important, to become a devotee. And so we say, okay, I'm in. This is what I am. I'm doing this. And I want everybody to know also. And then after that, one receives this, what we have today is the Harinam initiation. So this initiation, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you hear the holy name from your spiritual master, who's heard it from his spiritual master, who's heard it from his spiritual master, who heard it from Lord Chaitanya. And therefore, it's just as good as hearing it from the lips of Lord Chaitanya. And therefore, it has potency because it's being passed down, just like a copper wire. Wherever it touches, if it's connected, the electricity comes through. So you get that holy name as a gift. The sampradaya means you're getting a gift. It's being passed down. It's a bequeathment, which means it's passed down to you as a special gift. So the Harinam initiation also means that you change your name. And we compare this in America to the Witness Protection Program. If someone is a criminal and then they turn against all their buddies in order to get immunity, they go before a judge and then they'll rat out all their friends and they'll say, yeah, they did it. They killed all those people and everything like that. And then to save that guy's life, in order to make that deal, they say, okay, you'll have a new identity. We're moving you to Ohio. And in Ohio, you're going to have a little house in the suburbs. No one's going to know where you are. And you got a new name, new passport, new everything. They'll never find you. So in the same way, Harinam initiation, we change our name so Maya can't find us. Where was she? That's not her. She's wearing tilak, and that's not her name anymore. Where'd she go? So it's a clever move to actually move into the realm of devotional service, get a new name. Das or Dasi means like, I'm a servant. I'm just a servant here. I wasn't trying to enjoy the material world. Not me. Must have been somebody else. And it is somebody else. It's a past life. We're taking rebirth into the protection of Krishna and his devotees. This is the Harinam initiation. And the qualification for Harinam initiation is Shraddha, that one has faith. That Shraddha Shabde Bishwas Kohe Sudhida Nishchoy Krishna Bhakti Koile Sarva Karma Kritahoy. That I know that everything comes from chanting the holy name of the Lord. This is the faith. That I sit down, even if on the days that I don't have faith, or I don't have taste, I go on chanting because I have this faith. I understand that it's even the radiation from the holy name, it's purifying me. It's bringing me to the position where I can actually serve with purity and I can attain my ultimate goal in life by chanting. And everything else will come. I don't need anything else. This is the faith that's required. And you have that. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, then the fifth stage of purification, some Pancha Samskar, is that one accepts the mantra. So after Harinam initiation, which is recommended by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, by Jiva Goswami, by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then one can take the mantra. These are the Gayatri mantras. In the Vaishnav initiation, we take the Gopal mantra, and the Kama Gayatri mantra. And from these two mantras, our relationship with Krishna becomes more intimate. Is everyone okay? Okay. How's the the weather in here. Is it hot? It's hot and stuffy. Could we get more air? Otherwise, I can't talk anymore. Everyone will start. I think the windows, let's try that first. Okay. So, this Harinam initiation is bona fide. It's in our line. And just by taking shelter of the holy name, all perfection can be had. And we see from the life of Ajamil. Ajamil was a dutiful Brahmin. He grew up as a Brahmin, and he was dedicated to the path of Karmakanda when he was a young man, and the Brahminical path. And somehow or other became diverted. He saw a scene of sense gratification, and that stuck in his mind, and he couldn't get it out of his mind, and he gave up all his principles. He moved in. He actually invited this low-class woman to come and stay with him, and he gave up his dutiful and Brahminical wife, and he began to live a life of complete depravity. And he had many children. He was 88 years old, and he had one little baby. And he named that youngest child Narayan. Narayan. So he was so attached to the child that whenever Ajamil would eat, he would invite the child to come eat too. And whenever he would sleep, he'd invite the child to come sleep. Everything he did, he was always thinking about this little baby because he was so attached. And he was saying all the time, he would talk to his baby and call him Narayan. So the acharyas say that Ajamil, because he had named his child Narayan and was unaware of the fact that he was chanting the holy names of the Lord, he was destroying all the sinful activities that he was committing. Now, there's a difference. If you think, I'm committing sinful activities, I'm chanting a holy name, it's a wash. That's the offense I mentioned earlier, and you have to suffer for that, and you won't make advancement in devotional service. It'll block your progress in chanting the holy name. But Ajamil wasn't thinking like that. He was more or less innocently chanting the holy name of the Lord, knowing that it was destroying his sins. And those sinful reactions were coming to him, but Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says they were like a toothless snake. A toothless snake. They were definitely biting him. His life was affected by them, but they were toothless because the teeth had been removed by the process of chanting the holy names. And at the time of death, at 88 years old, he saw the Yamadutas, these very fearsome-looking messengers of Yamaraj, coming to accost him and take him to hell to suffer, because if you don't atone for your sins in this world, you have to suffer. You have to see hell. Even in this life, you'll experience it, and there is a hell. There is a place, there's atonement. There's a way in which we have to atone for our sins. It's reformation. And as the Yamadutas were coming, he was so afraid that he called out for his son. Narayan, Narayan. And immediately, the Vishnudutas came, immediately. As soon as they heard the name of their master, Narayan, the Vishnudutas, who are the messengers of Lord Narayan, they immediately came and they stopped the Yamadutas from apprehending and taking away the soul of Ajamil. And the Vishnudutas told the Yamadutas, you don't know what you're doing. You're making a big mistake here. And they said, explain yourselves. Why are you doing this? And the Yamadutas said, they knew the book, they knew the laws. And they said, you know, he was the most sinful of all people. He used to rob people to maintain his illegitimate family. He was stealing, he was maiming people. He was committing every kind of sin there is, and they named all the Dharma Shastras and why it was a sin and what the reaction was and why he hadn't paid for it yet. And they were by the book. They weren't concocting anything. But the Vishnu-dutas said, no, you got it all wrong. You forgot one thing. He said Narayan at the time of death. Ante Narayana Smritihi. If you remember Narayana at the time of death, this is the perfection of life. Therefore, they said he's free from all these reactions. The Yamadutas couldn't believe it. They'd never been stopped like this before. In fact, the Vishnu-dutas said, go back and talk to your master. He'll explain it to you. let him reinforce what we've said here today. And the Vishnu-dutas are much more powerful than the Yamadutas. And the Yamadutas released Ajamil to the custody of these Vishnu-dutas. And Ajamil was privy to this whole conversation that they had and heard the whole thing. And in that process came to full realization of his what he had done and who he was and so forth. And then he came to offer his obeisances to the Vishnu-dutas, but they disappeared. And now he had become purified. And he went to Hardwar and applied himself fully to the process of devotional service and chanting the holy name of the Lord, understanding that this was the perfection of life, simply be engaged fully in the Lord's service. And the Acharyas explain that actually the path of karma and jnana, which Ajamil had been earlier engaged in as a Brahmin, were not powerful enough to save him from falling down. He was like, the Srimad Bhagavatam says, just like the sun and the moon, they can be eclipsed by a lower planet. So similar, a living entity, although we're part and parcel of Krishna, we come from the superior category of energy. We're not part of the material world, but we can be, our status can be degraded. We can be profaned by the lower energy if we're not protected properly. And karma and jnana, it can't protect one. This is proved by the story of Ajamil. But by one utterance of the name of God in Namabhas, means without offense, without thinking this will clear my sins, just innocently uttering the name of Narayan, everything was rectified. Everything. This is called Poshanam. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there are 10 subject matters mentioned, and one of them is the protection of the Lord, or Poshanam. This is his protection. That he comes as his holy name, and he gives us full protection by that holy name. Apana samsritim gauranyan nama vivishogranan tatasadyo vimucheta yad bipeti swayam bhayam. The sages at Naimarsaranya say, anyone can take full advantage of this protection. All you have to do is say, Hare Krishna! And then Sridhar Swami, the great commentator on the Srimad Bhagavatam, says, when someone chants the name of God, it attracts Krishna's attention. And he says, oh, they're with me. I have to give them protection. I will protect them, that person, just by saying the name. So the Shastras are not exaggerating when they say these things. It's not an exaggeration. It's a fact that if someone chants the holy name of the Lord, that they come to the highest position of purification. Yannamadeha shravanadu kirtanad, yat pravanad yat smaranad api kuchit, shvadho pisadya savanaya kalpate kunak putaste bhagavan nudarshanat. The Srimad Bhagavatam says that by this process of chanting the name of the Lord, anyone becomes purified, even if they're situated in the lowest position of material life. A dog eater. It's the lowest they could think of at that time. Someone who eats dogs. We can think of lower people these days. That person comes to the position of a Brahmin, better than a Brahmin. They attain the most purified position because they're chanting the name of God. This is the efficacy of the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. So this initiation is the point at which you surrender to this principle that my life is meant for taking shelter of the holy name of the Lord, that I dedicate my life to following the four regulative principles, otherwise I'll impede my progress. And regarding progress, there's the slow way and then there's the fast way. If you're infested with offenses, that's the slow way. And if you don't make offenses when you chant, you arrange your life in such a way that you don't make offenses, then very quickly the power of the holy name will burn up all of your sinful activities and you'll come to the perfectional stage very quickly. And that's open for anybody, anywhere, especially in Kali Yuga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute the holy name liberally so that everyone would have an opportunity to go back home, back to Godhead, on this fast track. So, in you particularly, there's been, you're a good example here at ISV of what we're always hoping for. Because you came to ISV for about, you know, you've been attending for about 11 years now, and for 10 of those years especially, you were dutiful and came, but it wasn't as urgent a matter. It wasn't urgent. Can I say it like that? And then suddenly something happened a little more than a year ago, and it became the most urgent thing in life for you. And this is an awakening of one's spiritual intelligence. This is good fortune. And why I say it's important for ISV is because this is why we're here. We come together to hear and chant and try to create an environment so everyone can come in. We want to make it attractive. And even if they don't come in, we'll go out. Like last night, we'll come to you. Don't worry. Last night we went out and did Harinam. And I was thinking the whole time, nobody knows they need this. They don't know they need it. But in the story of Ajamil, it says that if someone takes the holy name willingly or unwillingly, it's like medicine. You still get the effect. It's so powerful. And we're always hoping for this, to see that devotees advance. And everyone becomes enlivened when someone advances, when someone wakes up and they say, this is it. This is my goal in life. I'm taking the career path. I want to be a saint. Then this is our goal in life. In fact, when Chaitanya, goal of our mission here, and Prabhupada said, if one person from all my endeavors becomes a pure devotee, from writing these books, from flying, you know, all around the world, creating this big international society for Krishna consciousness, one person decides I'm going to be a pure devotee, or at least I'm going to serve the pure devotees with all my heart and all my soul, then my mission is a success. That's what it means. That's what we're after. Who cares about all the other trappings if it doesn't do that? You can have big buildings and just worry about them all the time. You know, why do we take the trouble? Why do we take the bother? So one person can say, I'm going to go back home, back to Godhead. And you did it. We saw it. It's visible now. Hare Krishna. It's a big deal. That's right. Now that should be in the paper. That should be on the front page of the New York Times instead of all this other nonsense that comes out. Boring. You hear the same thing over and over again. Such and such shot, such and such, such and such is a lousy leader. You know, how are you going to solve the deficit problem? You're not. Forget about it. But if one person decides, I'm going to become a saint and serve the saints, and I'm going to chant Hare Krishna as my life and soul, that's big news. So that's why we're so happy to be here today, to be a witness to your vows and your next step, which is, it's marked by this ceremony, that you're moving to the next stage of your devotional life. And the Shastra says that Dikshakali Bhaktikari Atmas Samarpan Sheikali Krishnatari Kariyatmasam, that when the devotee decides to take initiation, this means samarpanam, means surrendering your soul. And at that time, Krishna says, you're as good as me. You're on the team. You're in our league now. This is a big deal. So, you know, initiation is a big deal. Krishna notices it. He asks for it. The acharyas say this is important. So it's important. So that's why we're here today. Were there anybody else that wanted to make a comment? Yes, Shraddha Devi Dasi.
Hare Krishna. So Maharaj, what you said about Swati Mataji's tremendously fast progress the last 1 year, I just wanted to share with everybody over here that you said that Swati Mataji had been coming to the temple for 10 years and something happened last year. So I just wanted to share that what happened last year. So it was a Saturday morning class and you were taking the class. And as part of the class, you said that devotional service, you need association. You cannot do devotional service on your own and alone. And after the class, Swati Mataji came to me. She had tears in her eyes. She was crying. And she was like, I just don't know. The urgency was so much in there. And she was so impressed by that. And she was like, you know, I need a partner. I need a partner. I need somebody, you know, to do the devotional service. And I said, you know what, you can't do devotional service without a spiritual master. That's the best association that you can have while you're performing devotional service. And so she thought about it. I don't think she thought about it for a very long time, because then very soon she came and surrendered to you. And ever since then, she has been, like, I have been watching her progress. And Swati is everywhere, whether it's book distribution, making prasadam, reciting slokas. And not only she herself, but I also saw the effect on her family, like the way her daughter is progressing. And all through there's the ups and downs in life, but Swati has always been, always in the mode of goodness. And I feel especially so blessed to know her and to have her as my god sister.
Hare Krishna. And that brings me to Rajesh and Suraj and Avantika, who are here today, and to your cousin brother, who's come all the way from... He's your real brother. Okay. Oh, and your cousin brother, too. Okay. Have come all the way from Arizona? He's locally? And you came all the way from Arizona. And... Priyanka. Hare Krishna. Hillary Clinton wrote a book, said it takes a village to raise a child. And it takes, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, it takes gallons and gallons of blood to bring one person out of the material world. He, if you read his biography, which I highly recommend that you do, written by His Holiness Bhaktivikas Swami, there's a description of how Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave his life and soul to close every gap possible in order to make Krishna consciousness available to everyone who could possibly take it. And it's even when somebody takes it, it takes a momentous effort, a Herculean effort, in order to rise out of the modes of material nature. So I've noticed that Swati's family, her husband, her children, and demonstrated, because you vote with your feet, you came all the way from Arizona, you know, to be here on very short notice, because she just found out about this last week that she was getting initiated. And you all, probably at great expense, jumped on an airplane and came out here. And this kind of devotion and support is very valuable and important in our families, that we support and encourage each other, because the material world is minute by minute discouraging. The word courage comes from the word core, which means the heart. And there's always somebody trying to pull us down, mostly our own voices in our heads trying to discourage us. So everyone needs encouragement. So you're all in this as well. You're getting initiated as well, along with her, in the sense that you're all part of this upward mobility towards the spiritual world. It's affecting all of us in a profound way, and we all have to adjust to keep up with this jet stream that she's leaving for us as she's making her progress in spiritual life. And I see that you're doing that, all of you, and I thank you very much. So now, yes. What's that? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Prabhu, I had one realization yesterday that when I saw the book distribution and Sankirtan going on in that particular street, I suddenly realized, oh, Krishna is so merciful, because he's coming and basically he can come alone, that's no problem, but he sends his representatives from the spiritual world, because even ISV is an embassy for the spiritual world. So he has sent the devotees from this spiritual world to the streets to take up Krishna consciousness. So in such a way, and also you announced, please come 7:30 in the morning. So it came to my sense, see, why do we come to these streets to make you aware there is a God consciousness to go back to God? You know, there is a Krishna consciousness. So this is the path. Please come. This is the proof. There is one person getting a ticket to going back to Godhead. And then when the devotion service matures, then it takes only 1 second to go back to Godhead. That's what Srila Prabhupada said. Thank you, Prabhu.
That's beautiful. Thank you. Kurnath Prabhu.
I just wanted to say that it's visible, you know. I didn't know anything about that a year ago you had some epiphany or anything like that. But I started to notice, hey, wait a minute, Swati's really starting to shine, you know. And we have so many devotees here in you know, like Vaishasika was saying, if we make one pure devotee, then it's big news and Prabhupada's whole mission is successful. But we have devotees in ISV where we notice, oh, this devotee is very enthusiastic. This devotee has a very good service attitude. This devotee is very attentive in class and is becoming dedicated. And I wanted to say how it was very visible when I started to see I didn't know that there was an initiation today, actually. But I'm not at all surprised. Because it's because we recognize it, we see it.
So he doesn't read his emails, I see. Thank you, Akurnath Prabhu. Yes, Kameshwari.
Hare Krishna. If you allow, I just wanted to say a few words about Swati Mataji and family. Actually, 10 years back, I was very new. I just came to USA. I was newly married, and I used to go to their Bhakti Viksha programs they used to have every week and in their home. And it used to rotate, actually, and the Twinkle Mataji. But I remember I used to go, and Mataji used to cook wonderful prasadam. I was very new to appreciate the philosophy, but those are the programs where I got to know Prabhupada's books, one of the programs other than temples, and I have very fond memories of Rajesh Prabhu from those days, Swati Mataji and their brother, and Priyanka Mataji and their little cute son, now he's grown. And Golu, Swaraj, he was very little. And they all used to serve devotees very nicely, I remember, so many years back. I was very new and I was impressed with that in America, people are so religious. I used to think like that. Even in America, they read Bhagavad Gita, they assemble in the home and they read Bhagavad Gita. So I thank you very much for both of you, Prabhuji and Mataji, for all those hosting the programs. It gave me a wonderful opportunity. And I feel very fortunate to be in have association of Swati Mataji during Sankirtan and everywhere else. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. This is ideal. This is what Lord Chaitanya wanted, that there be a temple in every house, and now we're hearing more and more about your activities. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. I'd just like to share a few words about Swati Mataji. She's one of Rasika's favorite devotees here, and Rasika has always, since we moved last year around the time, the transformation you were saying, Rasika could feel like, you know, she's so desperately asking for association, and at that time I didn't know why, but now after Shraddha Mataji explained, I can understand she was and she was pushing us to, we should start the Bhakti Viksha program, you know, people asking, she was the only person we knew who was asking for this, and we took some time, but after the first day she has ever been coming every week, despite all her other responsibilities and classes with the Bhakti Shastri, and she also completed the Bhakti Shastri in a short time. I was hearing one day, Prabhu was telling her, you know, she had written such beautiful answers, and he told how her answers were reflecting her consciousness, her attentiveness in the class. So, and she's so sincere in whatever she does, and she actually came to drop off her relative Neetu Mataji to our home program, and then she started coming every week with the family, with Rajesh Prabhu, with Avantika and Neetu Mataji, and making prasadam every week, and very reliable, and also she attends the chat call every day morning without fail, and for a lot of days she was preparing notes from Srila Prabhupada's lectures for each of the verses that we were discussing, and she would share that. She would summarize it so wonderfully, the entire lecture of Prabhupada, in like 5-10 minutes. We were all very appreciative of that. And also one wonderful thing is she's getting initiated in the morning and she's starting her home program in the evening. So that's so it's like we felt so happy that, you know, it coincides with the day, and Sundar Prabhu is going to start a new Bhakti Vriksha program at their home today evening. So we'd like to request all devotees to wish her very best on that occasion as well.
Jai, Hare Krishna. This reminds me of a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam where the sages were appreciating Suta Goswami, and they said, Veta Tvam Somyatat Sarvam Tatfatastat Anugrahat Bruyu Snignasya Shishyasya Guruvo Gurumapyuta. That the reason that you're successful, that your spiritual life has become so pronounced, is because you've pleased your spiritual masters. Gurun, he says, spiritual masters. All your spiritual masters you've pleased. And now we're hearing that all of those that you're serving, and Srivas Pandit, who's teaching you the Shastras so intricately, and everyone else is pleased with you. And as Nirkula brought up in the beginning, this is the path to perfection. When we please our spiritual masters, when we please the devotees, if they're happy with us, this is everything you need. When we have the blessings of our God brothers, our God sisters, our peers, this is the greatest kind of blessings. It means Krishna is pleased with us also. So we should live for this, to please the devotees through our service, and thus invoke the blessings of Krishna. And
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Yes? Is that SKP?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, this. Yes, Prabhu.
Shri Krishna Purushottam.
Prabhuji, I just want to share a couple of realizations with Swati Mataji. I used to work with her in Genentech previously, and she used to book a separate conference rooms for discussing Bhagavad Gita, Prabhuji. So she always used to read Bhagavad Gita at workplace and ask her to come to her office to just ask, discuss Krishna Katha. And even at going to work in the bus, she used to chant her rounds, and very much impressed with our service, Prabhuji. I'm very happy Mataji is getting initiation today. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Haribo! As the minutes go by, I'm feeling more and more fortunate to have such a disciple. Hare Krishna. Yes. Srivas Pandit. Well, we want to hear from Srivas Pandit.
As Govind Charan Prabhu pointed out, Swati Mataji is one of the most attentive persons who is listening to the classes in Bhakti Shastri. And I realized that when one is attentive in the classes, automatically they do well in exams.
Make a note.
I realized is that somehow, because they take the time to pay attention in the classes, it is Krishna reciprocating through the words of Bhagavad Gita, and he is revealing them. It's because they take the time and interest to attend to Krishna's words, Krishna is reciprocating accordingly, because Bhagavad Gita is the live dynamic words of Krishna himself. And when the students read and they interact, it is just Krishna interfacing with them and giving them the realization of his words. And that's what I felt. And Swati Mataji was one person who would be very attentive to hearing his words. So that was my realizations.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Now, Swati, please come up and... So, I'm very humbled to be in this position as a representative of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, who saved me from the ocean of birth and death, and continues to do so at every second. And to serve him, I am now in this position to serve you by passing on to you on his behalf and behalf of all of the great acharyas, going all the way to Lord Krishna, who is the original guru, the Adi Guru, working on their behalf and in whatever capacity I can to pass on whatever they've given to me and whatever mercy they are bestowing through the line of disciplic succession. So it is my great honor to accept you in this way. And If you will please take the microphone and you can say before Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Shri Shri Lakshmi Nisringadev, Srila Prabhupada, and all the assembled devotees, your vows for following the four regulative principles and your intention for chanting the holy names.
I will be chanting a minimum of 16 rounds.
Hold that a little closer.
I will be chanting a minimum of 16 rounds regularly and also follow the four regulative principles of no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, and no illicit sex.
Thank you. Also, you can take the mic. Also, please dedicate your life to studying Srila Prabhupada's books scrutinizingly, because I'm 108% positive that by doing so, you will be guided properly in going back home, back to Godhead. Every day, immerse your intelligence and your heart in Prabhupada's purports, because he's a pure devotee, and he's showing the path back to Godhead, and he will also, by his guidance through his books, he will show you how to avoid all the pitfalls and obstacles of the material world. So you have to purify your consciousness by reading his books, and read all his books, everything, and also listen to his lectures, and get to know him. Because Prabhupada said that his spiritual master was blessing his disciples doubly, because the grandfather, the grandparents, they give more mercy to the grandchildren than the parents do even. They're more lenient. They just say, okay, go ahead, you know. And you'll get all that mercy. You are getting that mercy, so go on taking it. And I really like what Srivas Pandit Prabhu said about your attentiveness. This is the key point to advancement in spiritual life, so take this as a focus point for the rest of your life, to be attentive. Study what it means to be attentive. Study others who are attentive. This was Prabhupada's success also. He said that he was attentive to his spiritual master, and that you show up, you're attentive. This is a big deal. Also, develop a special relationship with the Bhagavad Gita, because it's so standard. Nobody can argue with Bhagavad Gita unless they're crazy. And Krishna is so merciful, and I know he came to you in a very pronounced way through the Bhagavad Gita, so deepen your relationship with Bhagavad Gita by, with a very open heart, reading the Bhagavad Gita every day and experiencing how when Krishna says aham, that he's actually there for you, that's the relationship. He's personally directing you through the Bhagavad Gita. And also, make sure that whatever you speak is merciful. Mukya prasada means that if you do this one thing, you watch what you speak carefully and consider, is it for the benefit of another as I'm speaking? If it's an instruction or a chastisement to somebody, kids, you're listening, that it comes from the heart to elevate them in Krishna consciousness, to your family, to anyone you come in contact with, consider it carefully that whatever you say is for the benefit of others and benefit for your own ears, so that you make advancement in devotional service. If you do that one thing, control your speech, then you'll make advancement and go back to Godhead without any trouble. The tongue is our rudder. Okay. And so, Vrindavan is Krishna's eternal home, and in Vrindavan there are unlimited, wonderful features, and each one of those places and features of Vrindavan we can meditate on eternally. One of my favorite places is the Jamuna River. Every time I come around the corner from Vrindavan on the Vrindavan Parikram and I see the Jamuna River, my heart jumps And that little corner where the devotees stop and they take a little charnamrita, it's one of my favorite corners anywhere in the world. There's always a crowd there, and everyone, it's full of spiritual excitement. So the Jamuna is so dear to Lord Krishna and to all his devotees. It's eternal, and your name is a name of the Jamuna River. And I'm very happy to initiate you today with the name Shyamalangi Devi Dasi. Shyamalangi Devi Dasi Ki. This is a certificate guaranteeing you that this is true. Hare Krishna, Gaur Premanande. Now, if you please be seated again, we'll invoke the sacred fire. And before we start the fire, or as he's starting it, you can put your three strands of Tulsi beads on. Whoever has them can please come up and place them around Shyamalangi Devi Dasi's neck. Get him the headless microphone, the wireless microphone.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Okay, get a drum and lead a little kirtan. Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare
Kurmo Harirmam Nirayadasishat Om Prajapati Vishnu Rishi Brihaspati Chanda Sri Vishnu Devatagni Stapaya Vinyoga Om Bhur Bhu Swaha
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Hare, कृष्णकाशं पिदादिषु मुख्यस्थौ पूज्य पिदाशिषु नदिषु विष्णयां मङ्गलं लभते तृतीयं चतुरहं विज्ञासारां मन्मथमेव गोविन्दो स्वस्ति स्वस्ति नो वासुदेवो विष्णुदातु स्वस्ति नो नारायणो नारायणो स्वस्ति नो पद्मनाभ पुरुषोत्तमदातु स्वस्ति नो स्वस्ति नो हरिदातु स्वस्ति नो वेङ्कटेशो हरि स्वस्ति नो हरे स्वस्ति स्वस्ति
हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
प्रभो अनिरुद्ध प्रश्वायज्ञं प्रश्वायज्ञपतिं भागाय पात सर्वभूतस्थं
पीतापूजिता कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
Krishna. So the next part will be the Mangalacharan prayers, and after each swaha you take few grains, and please make sure that the kids don't take the whole grains and throw. And then this Mangalacharan prayers is a prayer where we offer our obeisances to the entire parampara, and we dedicate our initiation process at the lotus feet of spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada. So if you can kindly repeat after me. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Swaha Swaha, 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 Shri Chaitanya, Manobhishtam, Sthapitam Yena, Bhutale, Swayam Rupa, Kadamayam, Dadati, Swapadantikam, Swaha, Swaha, Swaha Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tvam Sajivam Sadvaitam सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्री राधा कृष्णपदान् ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितंश्च स्वाहा 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 नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते वैशेषिकदास इति नामिने स्वाहा 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 नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्ता स्वामी नितिनामिने स्वाहा 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 Namaste. Saraswati Deve. Gauravani. Pracharine. Nirvishesha. Shunyavadi. Paschatya Deshe. Tarine. Swaha. 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 Nama Om. Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prashtaya. Bhutale. Srimate. Bhakti Siddhanta. Saraswati. Nitinamine. Sri Varshavanavi Devi. Daitaya. Kripabdaye. Krishna Sambandha. Vijnana. Daine. Prabhave Namaha. Swaha. 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 Madhuryojwala. Premadya. Sri Rupanuga. Bhaktida. Sri Gaura. Karuna Shakti. Vigrahaya. Namostute. Namaste. Gauravani. Sri Murtaye. Dinatarine. Rupanuga. Viruddhapa. Apasiddhanta. Dvanta. Harine. Swaha. 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 Namo. Gaurakishoraya. Sakshat. Vairagya Murtaye. Vipralamba. Rasambode. Padambujaya. Te Namaha. Swaha. 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 Namo. Bhakti Vinodaya. Sachidananda. Namine. Gaura Shakti. Swarupaya. Rupanuga. Varayate. Swaha. 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 Gauravirbhava. Bhumestvam. Nirdeshta. Sajjana Priya. Vaishnava Sarvabhoma. Sri Jagannathaya. Te Namaha. Swaha. 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 Vancha Kalpa. Tarubhayascha. Kripa Sindhubhya. Evacha. Patitanam. Pavanebhyo. Vaishnavebhyo. Namo Namaha. Swaha. 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 Namo Mahavadanyaya. Krishna Prema. Pradayate. Krishnaya. Krishna Chaitanya. Namne. Gauratvishe. Namaha. Swaha. 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 Panchatattvatmakam. Krishnam. Bhaktarupa. Swarupakam. Bhaktavataram. Bhaktakhyam. Namami. Bhaktashaktikam. Swaha. 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 Hey Krishna. Karuna Sindho. Dina Bandho. Jagatpate. Gopesha. Gopika Kanta. Radha Kanta. Namostute. Swaha. Swaha. swaha
jayatam
suratau
pangor
mama
manda
mater
gatihi
matsarvasva
padam
bhaujau
radha
madana
mohanau
swaha
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 divyan
vrindaranya
kalpadrumadaha
srimad
ratnagara
simhasanastau
srimad
radha
srila
govinda devau
preshtalibhi
sevyamanau
smarami
swaha
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 sriman
rasarasarambhi
vamshivata
tatasthitah
karshan venur
swaner
gopir
gopinatha
shriyestunaha
swaha
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 tapta kanchana
gaurangi
radhe
vrindavaneshwari
vrishabhanu
sute
devi
pranamami
hari
priye
swaha
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 Shri Krishna
Chaitanya
Prabhu
Nityananda
Shri
Advaita
Gadadhar
Shri
Vasadi
Gaura
Bhakta
Vrinda
Swaha
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 Om
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
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 Hare Hare
Hare
Rama
Hare Rama
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 Hare
Hare
Swaha
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 Om
Hare
Krishna
Hare
Krishna
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 Hare
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 Rama
Hare
Rama
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 Hare
Hare
Swaha
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 Om
Hare
Krishna
Hare
Krishna
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 Hare Hare
Hare
Rama
Hare
Rama
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 Hare
Hare
Swaha
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 So this concludes the Mangalacharan prayers. Now the next part is what we call is Prayaschita Homa, where we beg for the Lord for any inconsistencies or mistakes that we did during the course of our fire sacrifice. So if you can stand up. No, actually you don't have to. I'm sorry. So the next part is standing up. So please repeat after me.
Om
Mantrahinam
Kriyahinam
Bhaktihinam
Janardana
Yat
Pujitam
Maya
Deva
Paripurnam
Tadastume
Swaha
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 Om
Aparada
Sahasrani
Kriyante
Harnishamaya
Dasoham
Itimam
Matva
Kshamasva
Madhusudhana
Swaha
Swaha
swaha om pratignya tava govinda name bhakta pranashyati iti samsmritya samsmritya pranan samadara yamyaham swaha swaha swaha. So that concludes the prayaschita, and now there is something called the Purnahuti offering, wherein you offer the fire to the manana to the fire. So you should stand up for this. Please repeat after me. Om Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitayacha Jagatitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Swaha Swaha Swaha. And now we can have the kirtan, and then Vaisheshik Prabhu will lead everybody else around the fire sacrifice. That concludes.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ha
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Go Gita Priya! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Govinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Shri Vrindavan Ki Jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Narayana Hare Nitai Nichai Nichai Jai Re Narayana Hare Nitai Nichai Nichai Jai Re Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Narayana Hare Nitai Nichai Nichai Jai Re Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nare anagare itai ni che ni che gaire. Nare anagare itai ni che ni che gaire. Govinda jai jai Gopala jai jai. Govinda jai jai Gopala jai jai. Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Bajare Hey Bajare Govinda Gopala Hare Hey Come on Bajare Hey Bajare Govinda Gopala Hare Come on now Bajare Hey Bajare Govinda Gopala Hare Bajare Hey Bajare Govinda Gopala Hare Men only Men Okay Bajare Hey Bajare Govinda Gopala Hare Radhe Govinda Radhe Govinda Radhe Gopala Bajare Hey Bajare Govinda Gopala Hare Who's got the mic? Bajare Hey Bajare Govinda Gopala Hare Bajare Hey Bajare Govinda Gopala Hare Radhe Govinda Radhe Gopala
Radha Kishore Gopina
Radha Kishore Gopina
Radha
Kishore
Gopina
Gora Nitai
Radha Gopala
Radha Radha Nath
Radha Kanta
Radha Kanta
Radha Krishna
Radha Krishna Gotta be quick.
Radha Kunj Bihari.
Radha Kunj Bihari.
Radha Madan Mohan. Radha Kunj Bihari.
Radha
Radha Govardhan Hari.
Radha Nandan Shara. Radha Madhava. Radha Madhan Mohan.
Radha Vrindavan Chandra. Radha Vallabhaya.
Radha Balakala.
Radha Ramana.
Radha Ramana.
Radha Madhana. Radha Gopinatha.
Radha Gopinatha.
Radha Madhan Mohan.
Radha Madhan Mohan. Radha Govan Madhava. Govinda Madhava.
Radha Sham. Radha Sham.
Radha Sham.
Radha Madan Gopal.
Radha Madan Gopal.
Radha Damodara.
Radha Damodara.
Radha Vraja Sundara. Radha Gokula Nandan.
Radha Gokula Nandan.
Radha Satihari.
Radha Partha Sarthi.
Radha Gomida Chandra. Radha Nandan Ishwara. Kishore Kishore.
Kishore Kishore.
Radha Gokulananda.
Radha Gokulananda.
Radha Braj Bihari. Radha Gopinatha.
Radha Gopinatha.
Rukmini Dwarakesh.
Rukmini Dwarakesh.
Radha Giridhari.
Radha Giridhari.
Radha Braj Bihari.
Raja Re, hey! Raja Govinda Gopala Hare, come on, Raja Re, hey! Raja Govinda Gopala Hare. Shri Shri Bhagavan ko mere parampar pranam hai. Shri Shri Bhagavan ko mere parampar pranam hai. Shri Shri Gyan Shyam ko mere parampar pranam hai. Shri Shri Gyan Shyam ko mere parampar pranam hai. Nithai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nithai Gaura Hari Bol. Nithai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nithai Gaura Hari Bol.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivadi Kacharya Stotara Shri Srimad Bhai Charanada Vinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivadi Kacharya Stotara Shri Srimad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Ki. Anata Gaudi Vaishnavindi Ki. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki. Prems Gaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadar Harshi Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivindi Ki. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gogopi Nasham Kund Radhakund Kiri Govardhan Ki. Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki. Shri Mayapur Navadip Dham Ki. Shri Jagannath Puri Ki. Tulsi Devi Bhakti Devi Ki. Jamuna Devi Ganga Devi Ki. Shri Maravindra Puri Thirubab Mahamahotsav Ki. Shri Maravindra Puri Thirubab Mahamahotsav ki. Shri Madhavendra Puri Thirubhav Mahamahotsav ki. All glorious to some of the devotees. All glorious to some of the devotees. All glorious to some of the devotees. Go pray Manande Haribo.
Now we're going to sing the song to the departed Vaishnavs. So somebody please pass out the songbook. This is the disappearance day of Srila Madhavendra Puri. And disappearance day. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Jaya Nilo Prema Dana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Page number 91 in your songbook. Lamentation due to separation from the Lord and His associates. Samar Shudra Bhagavad Viraha Janita Vilapa. Jaya Nilo Prema Dhana Karuna Prachu Jaya Nilo Prema Dhanna Karuna Pracho Heno Prabhu Kota Gela Charya Thaku Heno Prabhu Kota Gila Charya Thakur
Kaha mor swarup rupa kaha sanata kaha das ragu nata patita bhava kaha mora bhakta juga kaha kavira ekka kale kota jela gauranatara Shane kuti bonata annale pashibo Shane kuti bonata Anale Pashiba Goranga Gonera Nere Kota Gile Pabo Shishav Sangira Sange Jekhoi Lobila Sheshangana Paya Kande Narotamoda Sheshangana Paya Kande Narotamoda Anilo prema danna karuna pracho He who brought the treasure of divine love and he was filled with compassion and mercy. Where is such a personality? As Srinivasa Acharya Gan. Where are my Swarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatan? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen? Where are my Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta? And where is Krishadas Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against a rock and enter into fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga,
accompanied by all these devotees in whose association he performed his pastimes. Narottam Das, Simply Weeks.
Se sangana paya kande Narottamo Das. Vaishnav Thakur, Vaishnav Thakur, Vaishnav Thakur, Jaya Vaishnav Thakur. Jaya Madhavendra Puri, Jaya Madhavendra Puri, Jaya Madhavendra Puri, Jaya Madhavendra Puri. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaura Hari Bol.
Now, for those of you who honored Ekadashi and have experienced perhaps the longest Ekadashi in the history of your lifetime, we have a very short window of opportunity to break the fast. So apparently there's some break fast that is being served. Specifically to break the fast within the allotted amount of time, which is about 20 more minutes. What is the situation? Serving prasadam. Sharira vijaja jarendriya daiga jibe bile vishay shogade dharma jeti vayati lova mai sudurmati take jita kdina sangshare Krishna Bhoradoyamoy Goribare Jihajai Shaprasanandi Lobai Shenamrita Pao Radha Krishna Gunaga Primedako Chaitanya Nitai Ma Prasade Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnave Satapunya Vatam Rajan Vishwaso Navijayate Pusare Sarvajukanam Hani Raso Pajayate Prasanate Kato Yashu Guru Paya Vajishkate Bhagavad Shema Prasharake Shri Dwarashiki Gopo Manande. Please come take prasadam. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaura Hari Bol. Prasadam is served in the majestic picnic area just outside, next to the gigantic storage container. Hare Krishna. Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, hey! Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman,